Now, to help us sort out some of the latest developments and issues surrounding stem cell research, we have a very controversial guest, Sammy the Stem Cell. Welcome. Welcome.
Hi. Hello, everybody. I'm Sammy the Stem Cell.
All rights reserved.
Okay. All right. What? All right, Sammy, let's get this out of the way. Okay, first, it seems that whenever you're on the show, we get another email complaint from an offended listener.
Well, bring it on.
Well, there's nothing to bring on, Sammy. That's what I wanted to tell you. Nobody sent any hate mails today.
What the hell are you talking about?
You heard me. People are so disgusted by you, they don't even bother complaining anymore, which is kind of surprising considering what you did a few weeks ago.
What will me do that time?
Do you remember we had on your friend Timmy?
Yeah.
You remember what you did?
I cut him up.
And?
I ate him. I cut him up and I ate him. Then I wore his face on my head for a whole month. You know why? Because I can! I'm Sacred Life! I'm untouchable!
Hey guys, I don't mean to interrupt you with an inexplicable non sequitur, but sometimes right before I fall asleep, my left nostril makes a whistling sound.
What the f*** was that?
Sammy, I think what Ryo was trying to say was that the FDA has just approved the first transplant of fetal stem cells into human brains. What's your reaction, Sammy?
Sounds like a friggin' nightmare.
Come on, Sammy. This is a very important development. If this procedure is successful, it could pave the way to curing a host of brain disorders.
Oh, you mean like Marin's disease?
Oh.
Or Markolepsy?
Mm-hmm.
Marin's disease?
All right.
And, this one. Marin's disease.
Ha! Markolepsy. That's a funny one, Sammy.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Riley, here's another disease you can cure. Shut up!
Wow. So I take it, usual, you're against any medical advance that might alleviate human suffering.
Hey, I don't want to be injected inside somebody's noodle, all right? It's bad enough being inside this studio.
Oh, man.
But you know what I'd really like to be part of?
No, what?
Prussian blue.
What?
It's a with it up and coming singing beat.
Wait, whoa. Yeah. You mean those twin girls from Bakersfield who sing about?
No, they're on the edge, Mark. They've got that in your face attitude. Can I play a couple of their tracks?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. This first one's called Victory. And this one's called Hate for Hate, Lamb Near the Lane.
What? What? Those were different songs?
Okay, the chord progression's kind of the same, but you get the message.
What's the message? Hatred against people of color espousing some sick Aryan white power message?
Really? Is that what it is? Oh, man, I can't believe this. That's a jip. I thought they hated everybody. Wow. Man, that's kind of a downer.
Yeah. No kidding, Sammy. Even I'm surprised at you.
Yeah, but they're so hot.
Hot? Sammy, they're 12 years old.
What? Really? Is that what it is?
No.
Oh, man, I can't believe this. But they're dressed up like sleazy whores. Look at the pictures.
No. Put those away, man. Just put them away.
Man, this is sick. And you want stem cells to help people?
Yeah, not like these. Well, I guess this one time I agree with you, Sammy.
Hey, you know what? You're right.
Mm-hmm. Then what do we learn about ourselves, Sammy?
That my left nostril makes a whistling sound?
No.
Man, what a punch.
Today's visit by Sammy the Stem Cell was brought to you by AutoZone.
Get into the zone, AutoZone! Bye, everybody!
Jesus, what, is it your last day or something, Jim?
Yeah, you all right? Putz, huh? Putz?
Yeah.
Oh,
you who wear
man.
Skips with black socks calling somebody else a putz?
Oh, please. Look at this. The in-character, out-of-character, boundaryless nature of this relationship frightens me. You know what I mean? Can we get back to this? How about this? Hey, let's read an email to Mark from St. Paul, Minnesota. Morning Sedition is the best radio I've ever heard. It's the only radio that has ever made me a regular listener. It's the best issue framing from our side of the political fence. Keep it up. Huh?
Was that before or after Sammy?
How do you like that? Was before.
No.
Is there another one? I believe that your morning program with Maron and Riley is one of the best programs that you produce. Please work at keeping this informative and very funny show running. Keep up the good work. That's from Mike. Huh? How do you like that? Today is a kind of fake holiday called Shemini Atzeret. Oh, this is a real Jew.
Uh-oh.
None of my Israeli friends could ever tell me what it's about except that it's the day before Simchat Torah. Anyways, please don't forsake us for
is
the West Coast.
Is it a Klingon holiday or something?
What?
A Klingon holiday?
What'd you say, you WAP? From Staten Island? I'm sorry. Hey, wait, let me say it different. Today is a kind of a fake holiday called Shemini.
I'm going home. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to call you a WAP.
Yes, you did. You guinea bastard.
All right, so we got Dr. Andrew Weil was going to come out and tell us how I can stop aging if I'm not shot in the head by an angry Italian person. 57 past, Air America Radio's Mornings Edition.